At Camp Anishinaabeg, the ground is covered in a foot of snow, extra crusty from thawing and refreezing. There are 8 permanent residents. The camp is on one activist's property 17 miles south of the Straits of Mackinac. Campers recently trekked the entire distance as a prayer walk. The camp is close to Line 5 protests, public meetings, and rallies. And its very existence is meant to draw attention to the pipelines. The outdoor fire pit is deserted, and campers gather in a dark, smoky tent.
I gather around the wood stoves now.
That's Sarah Jo Schulman. She's 22 years old, a formerly enrolled member of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe. Schulman was arrested 2 years ago at Standing Rock in North Dakota. Now, she's a leader at Camp Anishinaabeg, on land her family has called home for thousands of years.
My family was from up here, and when I go to the bays here, I can, for some reason, I can picture my ancestors rolling in all these canoes, and yeah, I feel very close with them here, closer than I've ever been.
Stopping Line 5 with a protest camp might seem impossible to some, but Sarah Jo says her ancestors want her to try anyways.
They're telling me to fight. They tell me to fight. Even if you don't win, you fight. Because they fought. They fought so hard for me. They didn't even know me, and they were fighting for me, you know? And I just can't get over it.
A water protector is a member of an indigenous-led movement against oil pipelines. At camps across the U.S. and Canada, they gather to stop new pipelines from being built or, like in northern Michigan, to shut down old ones. In between their activism, campers are just focused on surviving a winter in the woods.
You wake up because it's cold, your fire went out. That's your alarm clock here is if your fire goes out, and then you have to get up out of bed.
The campers heat with wood and double-barreled stoves. Their tents are mostly military surplus, but one camper has constructed a traditional wigwam and lined it with modern materials.
Yeah, this is like emergency blankets. And then he has blankets underneath the emergency blankets.
Schulman smacks the walls from the inside to beat the snow off and keep the wigwam from collapsing. A lot of time at camp is spent just keeping things going. There's always a fire to stoke, a structure to reinforce, or donated supplies to organize. Schulman is currently building her own wigwam, painstakingly finding and cutting the right trees.
Yeah. Like these trees right here. Need about 10 more. They're really hard to cut down, actually.
Lunches and dinners are communal meals prepared by camp cook Winona Casto. She's Lakota from the Cheyenne River Reservation. This isn't her first time at a water protector camp either.
Yeah, I was at Standing Rock. I was a head cook and took care of 13 kitchens, made sure that they were up to par to standards, the state standards.
Here, she runs one kitchen tent, stocked with donated food and equipped with a propane stove. Local tribal harvesters bring fish, venison, and more.
Here, we eat a lot of wild game, which is nice because that's what I do back home. And but, you know, it's really I've never had raccoon before. These guys ate raccoon. But,
Schulman says they have visitors daily, a steady stream of people bringing food, firewood, expertise, and labor. They hang out, sometimes spend the night.
Yeah, we have a really awesome support system out here.
The camp means more to Schulman than shutting down Line 5. She says the campers appreciate the way of life here, with ceremonies, traditional foods, and community.
We're trying to convert this camp into like a permanent camp almost, after this is all done. As like a prayer camp and just living in harmony with the earth, just how we used to be when back before everything happened, you know, like we're trying to take it back.
From Camp Anishinaabeg in Levering, I'm Kay LaFond.